been coming here long enough that I feel like I just need to be honest. I think when I canceled with Bill a month ago, I think I just had the surgery and I was thinking I probably shouldn't go a week later. And I was on pain meds, right? I was taking OxyContin, which I'll come back to in a few minutes. And so I honestly didn't remember that we had rescheduled for today. So I was, I had just posted that we're doing a fire walk on March 20th over down in, not Dillard, but in somewhere. It's outside of Franklin, just that Otto. And for the Dillard, you know, partly for Unity down there, for Wayfarers. But anyone, it's open to anybody. And I had just, we've had to reschedule it now twice because of severe snow and then severe rain and lightning. So we had to postpone it again. And now we've decided on the first day of spring, right? On March 20th, we're going to do a fire walk. Let's walk into spring. So I was looking at to see if there were any comments or questions about the fire walk when I saw a post from Bill saying, I'm so looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning.
So like after the last night.
Yes. And so I was like, that is interesting. Like, I don't remember rescheduling because like, I've been clean and sober for 43 years. And so Oxy just kind of threw me for a loop. And I was all happy. I did a lot of things. Well, that first week of my knee replacement that I know are going to come back to haunt me later. I called the bank and said, I need an interest-free credit card. And he goes, okay. Do you want to tell me who you are? Yeah. Anyway, so that kind of stuff. So I am really glad to be here. And this is a talk I had written previously. But, you know, then Bill, as always, I come here and Bill does his own research, this. And this was taken from a book called Radical Intuition by Kim Chesney. And it was published in 2020. And it was also the source, part of the source that I was going to use. But I had already decided that we don't really have, there isn't such a thing as radical intuition. We have radical action. We step out of who we are. We take risks that we're not familiar with. That our intuition is just our intuition. And our intuition is based on our faith. I don't know if, I think Kim Chesney had a great idea, and I thought I had a great idea when I thought, oh, it's radical intuition. I have never read Chesney's book, but the truth is, the more I researched it and the more quotes I looked at, from Ernest Holmes to Sri Aurobindo to, gosh, to just about everybody, to Elizabeth Cady Stanton, you know, it's like everyone talks about that it is, Emily Cady rather, that it is just based in faith. It's our faith that gets us through. And over this last month, I have to tell you, I've had to rely on my faith. And there was a part of me about a week ago, a little over a week ago, that really thought I didn't want to speak anymore. I felt like, I think it was again, part of the knee surgery and being tired and, you know, the constant Tylenol, Advil, Tylenol, you know, many of you have been through all of this. I'm not obviously singular because anytime I go anywhere, someone comes up and says, are you doing the rehab? It's all about the rehab. And so, I know that it's not just me that gets ill or that faces difficulty, like you were saying. It's what our faith does and how we rise from those ashes. And so I was seriously thinking of letting go of my speaking career. And I don't know what changed. I think it was seeing Bill's note on my Facebook page. Honestly, it was just one of those things. You could call it intuition, you could call it synchronicity or whatever you want to call it, But I was like, of course, this is what I'm doing tomorrow morning. And there was no question in my mind that this was a path I chose, that it was based on faith, but also based on intuition. So how do we step forward into the unknown with courage? And how do we make those big changes in our lives? How do we move from one city to another? I know that I did it back in 1982. I had to get out of Minnesota. I knew I was going somewhere different. I just didn't know where. And intuitively, I thought I was going to Tucson and ended up in Albuquerque for the next 20 to 25 years. And the choices, actually, interestingly enough for me back in 1982, had been, am I going to go to Asheville, North Carolina, which was just a new and upcoming university town at that time, just really hitting the map, or am I going to Tucson, another kind of new and upcoming U of A city that, you know, was really just really getting its start. And am I desert or am I mountains was the question. And for me, it turned out to be the brown earth tones of the desert that drew me that way, even though I ended up in Asheville, you know, just 10 years ago. So I think we are guided by our intuition, but our intuition knows already what we're doing. Our intuition, if we have the faith to act on what we know to be true, that's it, right? I think that's it. I think they build and play off of each other. So I feel like a joke that I saw on Twitter a while back. Some of you might have seen this. So a rabbit is in a bar. Have any of you seen this joke? So the joke is this: a rabbit is sitting at the bar, and the bartender, and the caption underneath it reads, a priest, a rabbit, and a minister walk into a bar, and the bartender asks, what will you have? And the rabbit responds, I don't know, because I'm only here because of autocorrect.
Yeah, right.
Right. That's kind of how I feel these days. I end up places and people are like, oh, it's so good to see you. And I'm like, thank you. And I really don't know why I'm even there anymore. And that, again, it could just be this past month, but I feel as though I've walked through some things that I wasn't aware of. And that could be intuition or it could be faith. I think the recent attacks, the recent issues around the world have got us all like thinking about our safety again. You know, we just get over COVID and now I'm worried about Alaska, you know? So I used to live there. But radical intuition could be the process of implementing change or action with an internal natural ability or feeling that guides us to act. We already know what we're going to do, and we just either do it or we don't. But we don't always fully understand why, because we don't always have all the information or we know the facts of where we're going. Sometimes it feels as though we're making things up, right? I'm just going to move somewhere. I don't know where. I'm going to go back to school. I don't know in what. I'm going to buy new Doc Martens. Who knows why? I think that was another OxyContin decision. But now I have two pairs of them, and one is brown and one is black. And I don't know, when they showed up at my door, I thought, oh, I wonder who sent me a gift. And then it showed up on my credit card. I know, right? And those kind of things had not happened to me since I got sober in 1978, you know, where I've made actions or I've done something or I've said something, and it's been unsettling, to tell you the truth. And it made me question not only my sobriety, which I really never questioned my sobriety, but who I am and how I've moved in this world, and feeling kind of like I've moved through the world for the last 43 years with some blinders on, like I haven't really fully looked or experienced some things. Not that I'm, you know, thinking I'm going to go out and try tequila, which, by the way, I have never tasted, or Mexican beers, because remember, I grew up in rural Minnesota, But and I got sober when I was 21. But I'm not going to go out and do those things. I'm not going to go try to buy oxy or heroin on the street or anything like that. But I feel like there's other things that I've just shut down in terms of my own intuition and my own faith. And I don't know if it's out of fear or if it's because I'm comfortable. And I think as Americans, we are often comfortable with who we are. I think that we're often complacent with who we are as a country, even though we've gone through some amazing, incredible changes and divisions over the last 2 years. We're still an independent, individualistic country, which has partly caused the divisions that we have. And it's only through our intuition and our faith that we can heal those divisions. I firmly believe that. I firmly believe that when I was starting in Science Mind and the minister would say, love is all there is, the rest we make up. I believe that. I believe that in the core of my soul. So what we know intuitively is that there is one power. There's one source of life. So in a sense, this concept of radical intuition is of having faith, is that trusting the universe or God or your higher power, whatever it is, that power, that feeling within is always, always, always in our best interest. Always in our best interest. We are never guided through our intuition and faith into harm. I don't believe that. I believe we walk into those places because we're not thinking clearly, like Vi and Doc Martens when I'm on OxyContin. I like them, I wear them, but I still want to believe somewhere someone sent me a gift. You know, maybe it was a universe gift. So that regardless of the circumstances, the universe and that power acts in our best interest. So Emily Cady says that intuition and intellect are meant to travel together. They're meant to travel together. One is not separate from the other. Our intuition, whether radical or not, maybe it's just liberal, who knows? Because I used to be called radical back in the day, you know. And I don't know why now, because I just don't. But anyway, because I feel like I'm pretty conservative, you know. But intuition and intellect are meant to travel that path together. And intuition is always holding the reins to guide the intellect if we have faith. Right? Intuition is always holding the reins to guide our intellect. And if we trust that, then The Life Divine by Sri Aurobindo writes that intuition is always an edge or ray, an outleap of a superior light. And he also says that intuition has a fourfold power, a power of revelatory truth, a power of inspiration, a power of immediately seizing significance, and a power of true and automatic discrimination in relation to the truth. That's the best definition of intuition I've ever come across. Those fourfold: revelatory truth seeing, inspiration, immediately seizing of the significance of your choice, and a power of true discrimination in relation to the truth. So we only must trust and have faith in who we are and place that faith within ourselves as well, because we are all God, we are all one, we all breathe the same air, we all walk on the same sacred ground. And so if intuition is spirit knowing itself, then that's it right there. We are intuition knowing the right thing to do and say at any given time. So intuition is spirit knowing itself, and that opinion is simply an estimate of your reality. Isn't that interesting? That's Ernest Holmes. He also continues to say that we know by intuition that there is something beyond what we have so far consciously experienced in our lives right now. We know there is something more out there. Poets sing about it. Artists write, create it. Writers write about it, this thing that's out there. And ministers speak of it. We know there's something out there. We also know that that something is within us, which often creates that feeling of emptiness when we can't reach it. And I think that that's where I was feeling, that feeling of like, I've got nothing more to say. That feeling of like, maybe this is it. And it was kind of an emptiness. And then again, I saw Phil's message on my Facebook page. Sometimes all we need is a simple word from someone that says, I can't wait to see you tomorrow morning, to regain our sense of who we are. Most radical intuition then is just simply coming home to yourself and then stepping out on the limb, trusting that that limb will be strong enough to hold your decision and guide you forward. Put yourself in that position and you will fly. Right? If we don't trust that, then we stay exactly where we are. And I don't believe that we're meant to be there. So I want to say how much gratitude, just so much gratitude I have for the center here, the Spiritual Light Center, and for Bill Groves, because somewhere between last night and this morning, I feel like I came home to self. And I feel incredibly blessed to be here this morning. And I want to thank you. And so I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you. Aside when it wants to argue with our intuition. Ooh, do you hear that? Sounds like God is speaking.
She is.
She is. She's in the wires.
For me, I honestly, this is the God's honest truth, so to speak. I take a bath almost every morning, and when I'm laying in that bathtub, I know it's not sustainable, and I apologize to the earth, but it's sustainable for me. And I kind of weigh out my options. And I think if I'm thinking about it so much and I'm trying to have so much control about the outcome of something I've decided, that's probably not for me to do. That's how I step aside from my intellect, is I really think about how much control I'm trying to implement over any certain situation. And then I try to let go. Does that help? Okay.
Oh.
And another thing. I mean this in the deepest sense of the word. Okay, like when I wrote that thing on Facebook, mm-hmm. I had no idea how important that would be to you.
Right.
No idea. In that same vein, I don't think you know how important you are to the centers around here where if you're like me, you couldn't know, because we tend to turn that off.
Right.
We tend to turn off our own importance. Let's put it this way, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect you do too. So I mean it when I say, I don't think you know how important you are to the places where you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. Oh.